Out of a public visioning and planning session last summer for a greenway in southeast Santa Rosa has emerged a report that begins to detail how the unused corridor that was once to be an eastward extension of Highway 12 might instead become a public space. That document, shared with stakeholders and other interested parties at a community meeting Saturday morning, contained a few surprises, even for members of the Southeast Greenway Steering Committee. One of them, says committee member Linda Prue, was a continued emphasis on using the land as a transportation corridor.
They said, "We really appreciate that Caltrans has preserved this fabulous stretch of property, and we think it should be retained as a transportation corridor, albeit for alternative transportation, walkers and bicyclists." And they encouraged our community to work with Caltrans so that together we might develop that type of an approach to the greenway.
Bicyclists in particular should find that an attractive idea, adds committee member Steve Rabinowitz.
Not only does it connect to Spring Lake Park in Annandale, but there is a new bike path that's being built on Sonoma Avenue, and it then connects to the west, past City Hall to the Prince Memorial Greenway, which then connects to the Rodota Trail to Sebastopol, Forestville, and further to the west. So it's really part of an enormous bike path system, and it'll intersect with a smart bike trail as well.
Along the route, there could be areas for gardens, restored orchards, public meeting spaces, and parks, all subject to extensive further planning. But the report also looked outside the Caltrans-owned corridor to suggest opportunities for economic development on the periphery of the future greenway. One could be along Yalupa Avenue, the midpoint of the 2-mile-long strip of land, says steering committee member Thea Hansel, with others at either end.
They looked at the area at Summerfield and Hohen, where there's a medical area there, that this could become a greater hub of some sort for commerce and transportation. Then they also looked at the big interchange of Farmers Lane. It's a huge area that has some vacant land to it, adjacent mall, and reconfigure that in a way that could add amenities. And obviously, that's a real long-range project.
But all this depends on reaching an agreement with Caltrans to allow the use and repurposing of the property. Toward that end, says Steve Rabinowitz, the Southeast Greenway campaign is preparing to hire a consultant to help negotiate with the state agency, something of an unusual move for a grassroots community group such as theirs.
We're very near the point where we will be meeting with Caltrans and talking about this very real possibility of us being able to use it for the purposes that Santa Rosans would like to see it used for. It's a big step for a group. I've never been associated with a group which takes on this much of a role with a project in terms of doing design and planning and even hiring a consultant to help. We're not pushing this onto the city's budget as much as us trying to work out a lot of these issues.
The meeting this past weekend also began the process of forming working groups to address specific planning areas and tasks and create timelines to go with them, spelling out in months and years the next steps towards realizing the Greenway vision. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.